Item number 8 from Corporation Counsel recommending payment in the amount of $37,055.84 to the law offices of Michael A.I. Whitcomb for attorney's fees incurred in Milwaukee County versus Clark, case number 12CV350. This item will also come before the Committee on Finance, Personnel, and Audit.
Thank you. Attorney Grady, I know that your office has signed off on this. Is there any comments that you want to make?
No, the memo you have in front of you, I think, is everything I need to say. Subject to questions.
What's the committee's pleasure? Supervisor Broderick.
I had a couple of questions. One is, do we have the assurance that these fees are reasonable and well itemized?
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, the fees are itemized, and reasonableness is in the judgment of the eye of the beholder, but they are consistent with fees that the county has paid for our representation in that case.
Okay, I guess that's a fair response, Mr. Chair, but it certainly, I mean, I find that we're having to pay for the sheriff playing games here. I'm sorry to have to phrase it so bluntly, but I would prefer, of course, were we able to, that this money come out directly from the sheriff's budget. So I'm going to oppose this payment on philosophical grounds, and I guess that's what I have to say about it.
Okay, Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Is MJW a paralegal or another attorney?
Actually, it's another attorney's son.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Grady. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. I don't believe we have a motion for approval yet.
Move approval.
Thank you, Supervisor Harris. Supervisor Weishaupt.
I guess when I look at some of this stuff, you know, it's review file, review file, review file. Kind of, I feel like someone's padding the bill here. When you look February 1st, there's three things. It's review the file, review the file again. What I don't quite understand is why would you hire an attorney that doesn't know the legal authority of the sheriff? So then we have to pay him $600 to research the authority of the sheriff. I would think that that kind of knowledge would they would have that. So it's sort of like, why am I paying for them to train themselves on the authority of the sheriff kind of stuff? And I just, when I look at the bill, I see a lot of stuff like that. So if I could just get, I guess I'm just going to need a little bit more on whether or not this is an appropriate bill to pay on this.
Attorney Grady.
Mr. Chairman, let me start and directly answer the last question from Supervisor Weishaupt. Our office does believe that this is an appropriate bill for you to pay. In fact, we believe it's your legal obligation to pay for these services. Now, you can have questions about the dollar amount, but there's no question in our minds that you are legally obligated to pay for the attorney services for Sheriff Clark in this litigation. So the only real issue is, do you think this is an appropriate dollar amount? Do you think these services were appropriate? And that goes to the first part of Supervisor Weishaupt's question. What I would say, I think, having been in private practice, is these bills are quite often generated through computer systems. Review files, a key that you hit, or code you punch in, and then what you see beyond that is the actual detail of what happened. So yes, a lot of these entries say review file, but what they go on to say is what actually happened in the review of the file. So as an example that Supervisor Weishaupt pulled out on February 1st, there's a review file, but then it goes on to say regarding arbitration decision and a telephone conference with the client. And so my interpretation of that entry is that the attorney sat down with the file, pulled out the arbitration decision, read through it for some particular point or issue, and then called, I assume, the sheriff or somebody in the sheriff's office to discuss that aspect of it. With respect to the hours there on the sheriff's authority, What I would say is even attorneys who are familiar with the subject have to go back frequently to case law to look at it. I've read most of these cases myself, but that doesn't mean I don't go back to look at them every time an issue comes up and re-review it, look at a nuance or look at something different. You know, whether 3 hours is an appropriate number is hard for me to gauge, but it's not inappropriate for an attorney to go back to the case law even though they're familiar with it. So I understand the reluctance. Don't get me wrong. I get it. But I would tell you that the hourly rate is consistent with what the county is paying its attorneys, its outside attorneys in this case, and the total dollar amount is consistent with what we paid our outside attorneys in this case. And so now you can claim they're both too high. That's another question, but it is consistent. And so as much as I don't like what the sheriff has done at times with respect to Attorney Whitcomb, in this case, I believe Mr. Whitcomb and the sheriff's retention of Mr. Whitcomb is appropriate and should be approved.
Okay. We have a motion for approval. If there's no further comments, Madam Clerk, please call the item.
Supervisors Harris?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Wyshon?
No.
Broderick?
No.
Sanfilippo?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
4 ayes, 2 noes.
Okay. Could we go to item number 9? I've been informed that one of my colleagues, a member of this committee, has another engagement and would like to vote on number 12, but number 9 is kind of married to it. Is there a way to take 12 ahead of 9?
Yeah, I would just suggest, again, subject to unanimous consent or a vote, that you temporarily lay over item 9 to the end of the agenda.
Okay. Could I have that motion then? Supervisor Harris?
I move to temporarily lay over item number 9.
Okay. But I can't go to 12 right away, can I?
I think you can. The issue is that one, I think, needs some closed session discussion.
It does need closed session. Okay. Well, then let's see if we can do some of the other ones.
We do number 10.
We can do number 10. We can do number 10, and then because I know 11 you need to go into closed session on. Okay. So, Madam Clerk, item number 10.